The date was August 9th, 1945. I woke up for school that morning at 7:30 a.m. and got ready. I ate breakfast as fast as I could and kissed my mom goodbye. "Now, Ekimi, hurry off to school," my mom said. I grabbed my jacket and headed out the door. I paused. 6 uniformed men soldiers passed my house holding papers and guns. I had forgotten that we were still at war with the United States. When I arrived at the bus stop, I paused. Taped onto a pole was a propaganda poster from the Japan government. It showed proud Japanese warriors in giant letters that read, "We will never surrender." I secretly hoped that someone will surrender soon, so that no one gets hurt, especially us here in Nagasaki. I got onto the bus and we drove away, headed off to school. We arrived, I headed off to my 6th grade classroom. My teacher, Miss Sung, took attendance and we started the day.
All of a sudden, I hear a bomb go off. I rushed to the window to see what had happened, since it seemed close. What I now saw terrified me to an extent that I will hopefully never experience again.
Oh my goodness!
A massive wave of fiery fury was approaching.
Fire!
I then decided to do things that I will soon regret. I pushed people to the ground, hit people with my backpack, and stabbed a girl with scissors,
cha-ching!
And threw her onto the ground.
Ja.
I opened the door and ran, only to fall down the basement stairs. Ow! I yelped. Suddenly, a voice arose from the darkness of the basement. "Let me help you," it said. I wanted help so bad, but I didn't even see their face before the explosion reached us and the entire building blew. After being able to move for what felt like years, I mustered up the courage to stand. What was left was indescribable. It was nothing. Absolutely nothing.
I walked down the street, littered with burnt body. I started to weep at the burnt toast-looking corpses. Whee! Whee! Everywhere I go, everywhere I walked, was a place of infamy and poison. I felt my own flesh begin to tingle. Ding, 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 ding. First, I lost my hand. Then my arm. It fell to the ground and began to sizzle. Next came my leg, and I fell. Who would do such a thing? Cause a whole city to die? That's awful.
I was in so much pain, and my other arm came off. I started to think of my family. My mom, my dad, and my siblings. I cried tears more so for them than for myself. I hope that they're okay. Goodbye, cruel world, I said to myself. I'm relieved now and expecting my fate, wondering what the next life will be like. By the way, whoever finds this, if you ever do, I wrote this with my mouth.